Listener Production.
Good afternoon, I'm James Royce. A major police operation is underway after a surfer was fatally stabbed on the New South Wales mid-north coast. The 22-year-old victim was found bleeding in a park near a beach in Coffs Harbour this morning. He was taken to hospital but has since died. Chief Inspector Guy Flaherty suspects the offender fled on foot.
We believe that the person responsible may have travelled back from the car park back towards the creek and bridge area.
A teenage boy who is facing terrorism-related offences will remain behind bars following today's hearing at a Sydney Children's Court. The 15-year-old is one of six minors who were arrested during raids in that city last week. Police allege he was friends with the boy accused of stabbing a bishop during a church service last month and had threatened to stab members of the Jewish and Assyrian communities. Millions of Australians will not have to pay a cent when their next power bills come in, with Queensland almost doubling its power rebate to a grand. The relief will start from the 1st of July. Premier Stephen Miles says it's all possible because they haven't privatised their power plants.
Of course, delivering this is much easier because, unlike most other places, we own our energy assets.
How is this for a sign of the times, with cash being phased out of branches at one of the nation's major banks? From May 20, cash and cheque services may not be available at all Macquarie branches. The bank is instead encouraging customers to make their payments digitally.